Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, we have... That's just the name of the show now.
Yeah.
I mean,
why come back with this song, too? First of all, it's a New York rapper. And anybody who knows this song, they know one of the first things he says on this song is New York City.
Yeah, what are you doing, Jack?
Didn't know he's from New York.
Obviously. What's the song?
21 That's Questions. 50
Cent, 21 Questions, yes. Okay. You didn't know 50 Cent was from New York?
No. Well, I know because we wear the Yankees hat, but like everyone wears the Yankees hat, yeah. like Spike. Yeah. Like,
all right. Iverson wears a Yankees hat.
Well, Iverson's a Fugazi.
I'm sick of being treated unfairly here.
Don't call Bubba Chuck a Fugazi.
By the way, Legends Row yesterday.
Man, looking good yesterday. Man. Don Staley in town.
Dr. J was there.
Doc in town.
Tell you.
Look good. Boy, I tell you, we embarrassed him.
Yes. Well, AI might have been asleep behind those sunglasses, too, so I'm not totally sure. Coming up at 4 o'clock.
Resting his eyes?
Yeah, a little bit.
That was an exciting game yesterday, though. He should have stayed awake for that entire game.
Yeah, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a little after a Saturday night.
That's the old AI, man.
Coming up at 4 o'clock, Trot and Trot Jr., Jeremiah Trotter Jr., one of the newest Philadelphia Eagles, following in the legacy of his dad, paving a new path. We will have him on at 4 o'clock.
Really,
both of them
really,
on at 4 o'clock.
Here's the funny thing about that. I know we're gonna get into it more.
Yeah,
but quite frankly, the way that draft started setting up, had they not drafted them, they would have heard from me today.
Really?
Yes, because there was no reason to not draft him. I can understand if you don't think he's a second round pick or a third round pick, but once you're moving back and now we done went into the fifth round, like, dude. He's there.
It's worth a try.
What?
And by the way,
it's like, the best PR they got all weekend.
Your hit rate on other fifth round picks is going to be what? You know? And if it works out with this one, you're. Oh my God. If
they've never hit on a good player in the fifth round.
Stop it. Several of them. He's always with a shot at me. That's okay, though. Because here's what you're seeing. Here's what you're seeing with Jeremiah. He's got an A. They've gotten an A draft grade for that pick by just about everyone. In other words, they drafted him. He had more value to the draft board than where they picked him up at.
We were talking about him as a second round pick.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about at Birdstown Hall.
Like last year, you look at the mock draft, the way too early 2024 picks. He's projected as a first round pick.
Yep.
He put up the same exact numbers as he always has. Like, how does that drop him 140 spots?
What I think happened is I don't think he wowed them with the workouts. That's what I think it was. Like, sometimes these scouts, they want athleticism and athletic ability to jump off the screen at them. You know, they want you to give them a 4.4 40 time, 4.5 40 time. They want you to bench press 225 30-plus times. They want you to vertical jump, I don't know, 40 inches. That way they can say, okay, his measurables aren't necessarily where you would want him to be, but he's this, he's that, he's this, he's that. And so because of that stuff didn't jump off the screen at him, I honestly, he reminds me, he's getting compared to T.J. Edwards a lot.
Yes, I heard that over the weekend.
And that's a very good comp. But I look at him, Derrick Brooks, and I'm being serious. Derrick Brooks was about 225 pounds. 225 pounds. So the idea that linebackers need to be 240, 250 pounds, it's a totally different game of football today. He weighs enough, maybe 5 more pounds, maybe. And he's only 21 years old.
Speaking of Jeremiah Trotter Jr., it does have an effect or will have an effect on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. We'll get to that right after we talk to Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, what's up, Spike? What up, Ike?
What up, Chuck? No, you're not happy.
Now, you know what? Here's the thing. All right? Too bad, you know, your dude scored 0 points in the fourth quarter. Okay, Joel Embiid, yes, he scored 0 points in the fourth quarter with all those legends in the building. You know what I mean? See, listen, you know, I apologized to him the other day. And I apologized to you, Ike, and Spike, and all the supporters. But you know what? You know who I apologize to today? To myself, okay? For believing in this garbage of a team. Daryl Morey is a garbage GM, Spike. And you have him on your podcast, you start asking a tough question, Spike. Okay.
Exactly right.
Stop playing pity pack with him.
You know,
start asking the tough questions, Spike. Okay? Ask him why the hell would you trade away your grit to get this bum in here, this turkey Buddy Hill can't even get on the floor. Ask him that, Spike. Can you do me a favor and stop being buddies with him and ask him the tough questions?
Chuck, can I ask you something? Like Chuck, honestly, me and you here, nobody's listening. Have you even listened to those interviews? Okay.
Interviews. I listened to a couple of them. I listened to your podcast. Pretty often.
Bull.
To me, I don't think you ask the tough questions the way you should have. You know what I mean? This dude has not built a winner since he's been here. I don't even think he's capable of building a legitimate team, okay? This team is soft. They're soft. They're slow. They're sluggish. You know what I mean? They shy away from the moment. But Tom went up for a damn dunk. And my wife looked at it and said, is he okay? He looked like he almost had a heart attack in midair. Okay, when Josh Hart blocked his shot, he went up the same way and came back down the same way. Didn't even return to the game. And that's the guys you put out there. That's who we got surrounding our players. You know what I mean? Our star players is that. And then we got a star player who's fake tough. Fake tough, man. And I, you know what I mean? I commend him for being out there on his knee injury and all that. He's fake tough, man. You know what I mean? You got it. You need to have a killer instinct. You got Brunson out there with a killer instinct. He left with an ankle injury, came back, and still did his thing. You know what I mean? You got Anthony Edwards and against the T-Wolves. They swept the Phoenix Suns. They weren't playing games with them. He didn't care about Kevin Durant and the status of Kevin Durant. Your own beat always wanted to check and see if somebody help him up, all that other stuff, man. He's fake tough, man. That's all I'm saying. I'm sick of this team, man. It's simple as that. I'm sick of this team that whips in with this team. Spike, you about to be on your own with this team and with Joel Embiid. Because, see, this is enough is enough, man. As far as this fan base goes, this fan base is soft as cotton now, man. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear, the Sixers are selling tickets, this, that, and third. If they wanted to go to the game, they would go to the game. They just don't support the Sixers no more. But I don't see why. Because it's the Flyers sucked for years. I guess if the Flyers made the playoffs, I guess people would show up in the stands with the Flyers, right? The Phillies fucked for years. But they made a little bit of run, and they go right out and support the Phillies. You don't see a bunch of opposing teams in that stadium. The Eagles went on a six-game losing streak. And they went out there, and they still, rather it was the Arizona Cardinals playing against the Eagles, they still went out there and supported them. I was in game three, okay, and I seen it. It was disrespectful. Those dudes ganged up came to our stadium, and they showed out. From Madison Square Garden, we should be embarrassed and shame ourselves a fan base.
You buy a pair, Chuck. Chuck, you buy tickets to the game?
To the game, game three. Okay, I was in section 16, and I tell you one thing. Listen, I went there, and I tell you that was embarrassing. I thought game four would change like you expected.
You know what's embarrassing, man? All due respect, you apologize to Embiid and me and Ike for clout. And you, I love you, but this is you're a phony. You're a phony. You cannot call up on Friday and tell me that I was wrong and I apologize to Joel and I apologize to you and I'm so sorry, just so we'll give you credit, and then you call up on Monday and then just go back on everything you said. I don't know if I can trust you anymore.
I didn't go back on apologizing for him. I said the guy's playing with a knee injury, and I told you the reasons why I think it's Daryl Morey more than anything. But I still got to call spade a spade. He didn't show up in the fourth quarter like he always do. Just because I apologize to him, Spike, don't mean I ain't going to rip his ass, okay? He deserves to be ripped. And then he wants to sit up there and pit fans in it. Fans, let me do that. Let other fans do that. He ain't got no business worried about what the fans in the stands. You focus on playing basketball, man. You know what I'm saying? He does stuff. I ripped him. And I'm going to continue to rip him, but I apologize to him because he's going out there playing with an injury. That's why I apologize to him. But he's still not my favorite player. Are you kidding me? I still don't like him as a player. And I told you that when I apologized to his ass. Okay? I apologize because I said I was ripping him while he had an injury. But he's still not my favorite player. But I didn't rip him this call. This call, I ripped the players around him and Daryl Morey for not putting a team around him. But it's kind of hard to put a team around somebody who stays injured. So Daryl Morey didn't know to pull the trigger, come to the trade deadline or not, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just at my wit's end with this ball club, man. The organization, everything. I just wish Joshua Harris would just sell the team. How about that? That's a good idea.
This is going to be awesome.
Fire Daryl Morey. Bring in a new GM who cares. Matter of fact, make Elton Brand a GM. Elton Brand would be a great GM.
He is the GM.
You ain't even, no, he's not. This dude's a GM. He ain't picked a draft pick since he picked Maxie. And you know that. Get him on your damn podcast.
I did.
Interview him and say, why don't you give you an opportunity to make more decisions for the ball club?
I did. I appreciate you, Chuck.
And hire this clown.
Chuck,
you know what I mean?
I appreciate
you. I think you had a great call, Chuck.
It's a great call.
Great call.
Clout chaser.
Nah, I don't know if he's clout chasing. Here's the thing with Chuck, in all honesty. He is very passionate. He's very passionate.
Really?
And so, listen, you know this, Jack. He loves these teams, man.
He does.
And so his emotions go up and down. He's not a support at all calls type of a fan.
No.
That's not how he rolls. He's done it with the Eagles. He's done it with the Phillies. He's done it with the Sixers. I've heard him. And he gets after the stars, except for Bryce.
Yeah, well.
But he gets after the rest of the guys. He gets after Jalen. He gets after Embiid. He does. And he didn't really rip Embiid on that call.
No.
Believe me, we've heard him rip Embiid.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I heard the call on the drive on Friday, and I was a little.
Yeah, you weren't buying it, though.
For a second. I knew exactly where this was going.
Yep.
He's caught in the moment.
Yes, it was nice that he did it, but yeah. By the way, I didn't really buy it either.
Well,
because I knew it would turn.
I just don't know if I can trust him anymore. I don't know if I can trust him.
Well, you can trust him to be exactly what you just heard.
Okay.
That's what you can trust. That way you'll anticipate it. I'm telling you.
Coming,
his emotions all over the place, man.
That's for sure. Coming up in 15 minutes, Chuck, I love you. Coming up in 15 minutes, Trot and Trot Jr. But right now, speaking of Trot and Trot Jr., just give you an Eagles Insider of the Year update. This was our first weekend of real intense Eagles Insider of the Year conversation. Of course, the rankings will come out Wednesday at 4:30. We'll give the award out at the end after the Eagles have played their final game. So Howard started off hot.
Mm-hmm.
Had the A.J. Brown.
Oh, man, he was cooking Thursday.
Extension.
Yeah.
Then a couple of things happened. First of all, happy birthday, Howard.
Oh, happy birthday to the king.
Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy 80th.
Happy birthday,
King. Oh, he's going to kill you. You're going to get a text message in 5 seconds. So starts off with the hot with the A.J. Brown thing, then calls Elliot Captain Clickbait on the air.
Not good.
Against the rules. If you attack a WIP employee, that hurts you a little bit. And then the Eagles drafted Trot Jr. Now, at the Byrdstown Hall, he swore up and down that Trot Jr. was not going to be an Eagle. Up and down. We don't have that audio, do we? We should have grabbed that.
A lot of it was off the air.
Was it?
Yes, most of it is off the air.
He did swear on the air as
sure,
well.
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
He said it wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Then it happened. It's got to hurt him. It's one step forward, two steps back for Howard in the
It's been his all offseason.
Yes.
Yeah. And I, for one, if I'm on this committee as far as judging and voting, I'm docking. I'm docking him points because he and I have gone back and forth over this for months. For months, he and I have gone back and forth over whether or not the Eagles would draft Jeremiah Trotter.
And
I've always said they were going to draft him.
And he could have said, look, I don't know. I don't think so. Blah, 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 blah. He could have informed speculation it, but he gave us an absolutely not.
Well, he started off with they won't draft him in XYZ round.
Right.
First, second, third round. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm not going to tell you what round they're going to draft him in. But actually, if he is quote-unquote somehow dropping, it makes it a lot more plausible that the Eagles could draft him.
Sure.
Because now they're not overdrafting him, per se.
It's disappointing.
So
So here are some of the
– He was the first person I thought of when it happened.
We can tell.
Yeah.
I mean, you did say insider my ass on Twitter.
Yes.
Which almost, I mean, everyone's hitting the pause button out of there.
Yeah, you got a lot of big pauses. Hashtag insider my ass.
Yeah. You're close, man.
Yep. Insider my ass.
Listen. After I pressed in, it didn't take me long to realize what had happened. But I figured may as well just stick with it.
Bullpen is cooked part two is what that was. So at tied for number one in the last power rankings was D-Gun. D-Gun had an uneventful weekend.
Yes.
Nothing happened.
Didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Big old swing and a miss.
Number three, John Clark, did get the first reaction from Trot and Trot Jr.
And extra points. It was not at the airport.
No, it was not.
So he's stepping out.
Yep.
Out of his comfort zone.
So I think it wasn't a huge scoop, but you get points for that.
Yeah, someone has to get it.
Sure.
Elliot stood pat the entire weekend. Elliot didn't do anything.
He was so stuck on a guard.
Yep.
He didn't take one until the sixth.
He couldn't get off the guard thing.
Do you know what the biggest issue was? He's too busy putting together his little graphics.
Oh, he loves those graphics.
I mean, the graphics are taking up half my timeline. My thoughts on the draft pick. Like, well,
he's doing his job.
Yeah, but it's not his job. I want takes. I want scoops. I don't need Elliot eye test.
He didn't have any scoops. So
he's not an eye test man.
He certainly no, not an eye test man. And then number five was Jeff McClain.
Yeah.
Now I didn't see any scoops, but he did ask Cooper DeGene this question. Oh, what is he producing over there?
What are you doing?
Well, that was a quick
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Set up. I mean, we talked.
You knew I was going to do it.
We talked 3.5 hours ago about
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Here it is.
As you probably know, there haven't been many white starting cornerbacks in the NFL in a long time. Do you think that'll prevent you from getting that opportunity?
I mean, if they put me out there, I'll be excited to play out there.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Wow. Cooper and
James? I'm glad Jeff asked the question.
Well, I mean, we're all talking about it. Is that,
well, or thinking it.
At least
we're
thinking
not really
it.
Talking about it, just more or less thinking it.
Can you imagine if Cooper and Gina's like, yeah, I don't think I can play cornerback. I had no idea I was white this entire time.
I was like, yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Had not thought about that. My God. And then
I didn't hear that question. That is awesome.
Incredible. Yeah. So then
somebody had to ask it.
We don't want to.
Well, but like, is that going to prevent you from like, what? Like, he's going to overcome the whiteness.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was like the question that they asked the Brian Thomas's parents. And did you see
about
that?
How far
is your family coming for this moment? She's like, we're from Baton Rouge, yeah. Louisiana.
Yeah, I think there's a way that you can ask the question where you can actually get an answer.
Right.
But not.
Well, Cooper didn't know what to say.
Is it going to prevent you from.
Yeah.
Probably not. So then there are some others who are not in the rankings yet who definitely need to be considered.
Okay.
We did hear from Ruben Frank, who I believe was disappointed that he's not in the rankings. We love you, Rube.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Break a story, and we'll certainly
and
consider you.
Yeah.
Yes, he is a great Eagles reporter. We have a lot of respect for Rube, but don't know him as a newsbreaker.
He's in the category of others receiving votes.
Well, he wouldn't even get any votes yet, but he would, yes. He would be in the
yeah, when they do the
under
rankings,
consideration.
Yes, under consideration.
But one scoop would be nice.
Yeah. Here's one guy who we should have considered, and he's mostly a home run hitter. He's not a quantity guy, but he's had a couple of bombshells. Joe Santaliquido.
Yep.
Oh, what did he do?
Well, I mean, he had the Carson story.
Well, I mean, recently, what did he do?
Well, he did write a story at the end of this year. With,
yeah, the Hurts
some
story.
Stuff on it.
Yeah.
Like, Hurts has changed. He's like, he's Robert Horry.
Yeah, I don't.
Big shot.
You see when you throw that name out there, how does that make people feel?
Big scoop Bob. Well, because he tells people the truth they don't want to know. Okay, I'm just saying.
Listen, have fun with it.
I'm just saying.
He's not getting votes from me.
But absolutely, and that's valid. Dave Uram.
Well, I'd rather give Dave Uram votes first.
The Bulldog.
Absolutely. Yeah, he is a Bulldog.
Yeah. He's getting the best answers out of guys.
Zach Berman did get the Quinyon Mitchell scoop.
Like 2 minutes before it happened.
I like Zach B.
Yeah. And then we have to wonder if Ike.
Me?
What?
Oh, you know what, though? Not to toot my own horn.
You're going to toot
it. But I'm going to toot it, though. Toot, toot. I kind of nailed this draft, fellas. Hold on. Did I not nail the draft? Did I not say prior to the draft, use the first three picks on defensive players? Let's get that out of the way first.
You did.
Yeah. I did say that, right?
Yes.
Did I not say I would rather this draft be primarily defensive players?
You said that, yeah.
I did say that. Then on the second day after we had already taken Quinyon Mitchell, did I say we were going to take a DB and a linebacker that day? Saturday.
Yes.
I mean, Friday's
you
draft.
Said it
that
on
was Friday's
you said
draft.
It on Friday.
Yeah,
you said
Friday.
On Friday on the
so
show.
I nailed that. And the coup de grace, the one I'm most proud of, is Axeman Jr. being here. Did I not say that the Eagles had no choice but to draft this kid?
Now, look, I'm an Ike guy.
Yes.
A lot of it is informed speculation.
Most of it.
Yes. And Friday, if we're being fair, you were not as optimistic about Trott Jr. on Friday.
Okay.
Fair is fair.
Well, no, here's the thing. See, that's part of my whole mind game. That's the whole thing. That's what I was hoping for 100%, but I didn't want to necessarily set the expectation because I was not sure that it was going to happen. Absolutely.
See, truthfully, I think you're above the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings in that you're trying to manipulate the team into doing what you want, which is different than an insider.
And quite frankly, I don't rely on the insider information to form my opinions.
Because you know more than everybody else.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, obviously you are.
Let's just say we'll have to start monitoring Ike. I think we have to start monitoring.
Monitoring Ike, start like monitoring that. Uram. Maybe Santaliquido throws out another bombshell. You never know.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're safe. I hope nothing else comes out.
Well, there's a.
Because Santaliquido's not doing positive stories.
If anybody's going to get the A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts scoop, you know it's friggin' Santaliquido.
Yeah.
He doesn't
or
care.
McClain.
Yeah. What's that?
Or McClain.
Ah, screw that guy. Santaliquido, I think, is the.
Elliot's not handling this well either, by the way. He's texting me wondering, what do you want him to do?
I want him to break a story.
We've laid it out the groundwork pretty obvious.
Look, no offense. You don't have to win the award, but I'm saying if you're going to move, I'm not criticizing him
well,
and
hold
his
on.
Job.
No, I am, because he was so adamant about a guard.
He was adamant.
I can't let that
him.
Go.
He was adamant about a guard.
Didn't take one to the sixth.
But he said he wanted them to pick a guard, right? Not that they were going to pick a guard. That's different.
Well, when you argue as hard as he does, you would think that he knew.
Yeah, for sure.
Had me fooled.
I just
had me thinking. By the way, Howard also wanted an offensive guard.
He did. So did I. But I'm not. I'm not competing for an Eagles inside of the year. I don't even know what I'm doing. So barely know anything. Coming up next, Jeremiah Trotter. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Join. Well, not join, but they will be on with us next on the afternoon show. WIP with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.